need to listen again? You can just rewind, because this is an OFM podcast. OFM, the sound of your life.
Gone again, and struck even better.
Great start for the BKB Knights.
It's night time. All the action on and off the field.
Final domestic tournament of the season got underway this past weekend with the CSA T20 Challenge starting. It was an interesting first round with wins for the Warriors, Dolphins and Cape Cobras, while the Titans, VKB Knights and Half Out Lions had to settle for a defeat. The Knights travelled to Durban for the opening fixture against Dolphins, and after a few frustrating days due to rain on the East Coast, somehow a game was managed at Kingsmead. The Knights had a bat first and restricted to 133 for 8 in their lot of 20 overs, with Aubrey Swanepoel scoring 31 and Grant McQuenna contributing with 25. The right-arm off-break bowler Pranilan Subrain was a pick of the Dolphins bowlers with 3 for 15 in his 4 overs. The Dolphins chased down the runs in 18.3 overs for the 4-wicket win thanks to 44 not out by Marques Ackerman and 28 upfront by Saral Adwea. Shadley van Skalkwyk was a pick of the Knights bowlers with 2 scalps for 23 runs. While the defeat away from home was definitely a setback for the Knights, it is still early days in the competition with what is a very young squad. The Knights captain Piet van Biljon says the most important thing is for them to establish their own brand of cricket.
Yeah, obviously, but I mean, we cannot guarantee a win or a loss, but the way we want to play, we definitely started slow with what we wanted to do in the Momentum Cup and the way we wanted to play, and then finished exactly how we wanted to do it. So if we can play the way, you know, we want to play our brand of cricket, then we've got a better chance of success and hit the ground running.
While the pressure's on the team to perform after finishing 5th in a 50-over competition, the team does want to shy away from thinking about the playoffs yet. The wicketkeeper and batsman Andries Goos emphasised the importance of taking it one game at a time.
We would like to make the playoffs, but we are definitely not thinking about that too much. For us, it's more important on focusing on each game itself and, very importantly, focusing on the way we want to play this game. And if we can do that, the results and the playoffs will take care of itself. We are really looking forward to this competition. T20 cricket is always very exciting.
Meanwhile, the newly appointed head coach Alan Kruger has opted for fresh faces in the T20 tournament, and the majority of these players are homegrown talent from Bloemfontein and Kimberley. The team was joined by the Jansen twins from Potchefstroom last week. The pair are both tall left-arm seamers. A world-class spinner is set to join the Knights in the near future. The Knights play in their first home game this evening when they host the Warriors at the Diamond Oval in Kimberley. This game gets underway at 6 o'clock. And that's it for this week.
Visit OFM.co.za to see where you can show home ground support. OFM, proud supporter of the VKB Knights. Hope you enjoyed that. OFM, the sound of your life.